statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers around 50, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies around 53. Tomorrow night, scattered rain, mainly late in the upper 30s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with rain. Right now, it's 45.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. With the COVID relief package signed, Democrats moving on to an infrastructure and climate package. While legislation drafting has begun, details not expected to be released until mid-April, with committees aiming to mark it up by Memorial Day. The ultimate goal is to have both chambers pass their bills by the start of the August recess, with an eye towards finishing conference negotiations before the current authorization expires September 30th. Now, how much of the bill is paid for, along with what exactly it contains, will be a product of how much bipartisan work can be done, whether Democrats eventually decide to use budget reconciliation to push through their priorities on party line votes. Senate Budget Chairman Bernie Sanders has proposed using reconciliation for infrastructure and the climate bill. For their part, more moderate Democrats argue at least some of the large bill, which could be as much as $3 to $4 trillion, needs to be paid for, arguing there has to be some limit to Congress's deficit spending. Senator John Tester said some of it needs to be paid for, suggesting an all-of-the-above strategy for paying for an infrastructure package that includes spending cuts and raising new revenue, but higher taxes and spending cuts could make passage of a package more difficult. The Biden administration has begun an intense examination of how to structure a carbon market that would encourage broad participation by U.S. farmers, including whether to guarantee a minimum price for credits given for reducing emissions. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said last week they're exploring in depth how could structure appropriately carbon banks that would be designed for and benefit farmers. He talked with Bloomberg and said no decision has yet been made on what specific actions the administration will take to reduce greenhouse emissions, but the department is examining an array of approaches, he said, including changes to existing conservation programs, a carbon bank, and altering crop insurance premiums. It's Ag News. It's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
For Mid-America Network News, I'm Tommy Castor. Six earthquakes have hit the Wichita area in the last day. KTV reports the earthquakes on Sunday morning had magnitudes around 3.5. No injuries or major damage from the earthquakes have been reported so far. Monday morning, three more earthquakes were felt. The first one struck just after midnight and measured at 2.5. Then Monday morning, a pair of quakes struck within a matter of minutes. The first one at 8:54 a.m., measuring 3.4. 5 minutes later, a second earthquake recorded at 3.5. The city said no damage was observed at its buildings and no damage was done to Cheney Dam. The top public health official in the state of Kansas says the state could distribute five times as many COVID-19 vaccine doses as it is receiving now from the federal government. State Health Department head Dr. Lee Norman told legislators Monday that the biggest issue facing Kansas and getting people inoculated is the vaccine supply. His comments came 4 days after President Joe Biden vowed to make all adult Americans eligible for vaccinations by May 1st. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Tommy Castor.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
For Mid-America Network News, I'm Tommy Caster. Kansas City, Kansas police say a woman trying to help a car crash victim has died after being hit by another vehicle. The Kansas City Star reports an SUV was going south on North 59th Street on Sunday when it was hit by a sedan going the opposite direction. A police spokesperson said the sedan's driver and its passengers fled on foot. A woman in her 50s stopped to check on the SUV's driver. While she was out of her car, a pickup truck hit the SUV and her. She was declared dead at the scene. Three earthquakes were felt in Wichita Monday morning. The Kansas Geological Survey said the first one struck just after midnight in Wichita. Later Monday morning, a pair of quakes struck within a matter of minutes, the first one at 8:54, the second at 8:59, measuring 3.4 and 3.5 respectively. These three earthquakes follow three additional earthquakes that struck the Wichita area on Sunday. The city of Wichita said it initiated its earthquake activation plan at 6:31 p.m. on Sunday after the third earthquake hit. No damage or injuries have been reported. Those are today's headlines from Mid-America Network News. I'm Tommy Caster.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A 56-year-old South Central Nebraska man facing 15 charges involving child sexual abuse is wanting to have his trial moved out of Furnace County. KRVN reports William Quinn of Oxford has filed a motion arguing that he can't get a fair trial in Furnace County because of excessive prejudicial media coverage. The charges stem from alleged incidents involving a minor female from June of 2019 through January of last year. The charges include 5 counts of first-degree sexual assault of a child and 2 counts of human sex trafficking involving a minor. A hearing on the change of venue motion is set for the 12th of next month. A powerful late winter snowstorm intensified over the central Rocky Mountains yesterday, and the National Weather Service said that storm led to airport and road closures as well as power outages in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. The rest of that system expected to be on out of the state later today. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes. Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday, the Public Works Administrator confirming that KDOT will be overlaying Highway 9 from the intersection of Highway 77 and 9 to Frankfort, perhaps in April or May this year. The east side of a low-water crossing bridge construction in Lincoln Township is complete. They're moving the crane to the west side. After completion, Husker Steel will move to the bridge north of Oquito for replacement. A public hearing for a partial road closure in Oquito Township included landowners from both sides of the road. Following the hearing, a resolution was passed unanimously vacating part of the east-west Bison Road in Oquito Township. Comments were considered regarding the county mask mandate. Dr. John Ryan feels the mandate should not be taken away. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes said science is showing wearing masks are resulting in fewer cases of flu, strep, and other diseases. Marshall County has spent the last 2 weeks with less than 3 active COVID cases and currently has none. Commissioners of the Board of Health responsible for health of citizens of the county. Emergency Management Director Bill Schwinneman commented it's too early to take away the mandate, noting every state except 3 have shown a variant of COVID. Barm Kiekhafer stated she feels it's time to remove the mandate. She doesn't mean to stop wearing masks or social distancing, but remove a mandate, something that should be an issue when it's critical and feels the low number of active cases don't warrant the mandate. Keith Bramhall feels it's lost its punch. People are just done with masks since there's no enforcement. He feels it's time to consider lifting it. Fritz Blansky would like to see the mandate stay in effect for a few more weeks. Commissioners will reconsider the matter at their next meeting. County Councilor was asked to review a resolution concerning open burning. The sheriff had noted the resolution has never been enforced. Commissioners feel it can serve as a reminder there's a burn resolution on file requiring notification of any controlled burn prior to and upon completion. With failure in doing so, that could result in citations. Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting opted to remove the county mask mandate, but strongly recommended continued use. They expect to hear back soon about the General Transportation Van Grant. Register of Deeds Sonia Hilton advised she plans to retire sometime this year. Nemahal County Commissioners heard that the Department of Transportation plans to do two projects on Highway 187 in the summer of 2022. This could take 6 to 8 months to complete. Locals will probably use 120th Road to get around construction. It was reported Nemahal County cannot do a disaster declaration following the cold weather snap in mid-February because no physical damage was done. Gage County Board of Supervisors Chairman announced last week that a bill is advanced out of the State Appropriations Committee that could help pay the Beatrice 6 judgment. One change would increase the amount to $5 million annually. Roughly half of a judgment has been paid, funded through a combination of property taxes, a half-cent sales tax, and insurance proceeds. The Nebraska legislature will consider the amendment, and a bill would pass on to the governor for final approval. Supervisors heard comments regarding a proposed resolution supporting the Second Amendment, with some questioning reasoning for the matter, which was passed on a 6-1 vote, Don Shuler voting no while indicating that he is a Second Amendment supporter. Committee discussion earlier in the week continued regarding wind energy regulations, with a focus on wind tower setback requirements from public use areas such as lakes and parks. A deputy training program initiated by the Gage County Sheriff's Office has been suspended due to regulations regarding training requirements. Dolores F. Bayer, age 78, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 1:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, rural Pickerel. Burial in the church cemetery. Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Dolores Bear. Pamela S. Oldie, age 50, of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Pamela Oldie.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Lease a new 2021 Dodge Ram 1500 Warlock Quad Cab V8 for just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Beatrice. That's right. Drive away today in a new Ram 1500. Serious performance and rugged function with luxury appointments. MSRP 43,640, 10,000 miles per year with 36-month agreement. Tax, title, license fees excluded. $41,144 sales price, $47,50 lease rebates. Must lease through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. $299 due at signing with lease rate just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we still have this low pressure system moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. On the warm side, bringing showers and thunderstorms ahead of that cold front. And on the cold side, we're seeing some heavy snow across the upper parts of the Midwest. This low will continue to push off towards the east, still bringing us some scattered rain showers as we head into this afternoon and into tonight. On the wraparound part, but we have another low pressure system system. They'll be moving across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow night through Wednesday and Thursday, bringing more rain. Otherwise, temperatures not bad, a little bit cooler by the end of the week. So across the area, rain showers mainly this afternoon, few rumbles of thunder around 50. Tonight, scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, 53, and tomorrow night, scattered rain. That's a look at your local forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
2.5 to 3 inches of rain widespread across the region Saturday, Sunday. Average high mid-March, 57. Record high this date, 84. The average low, 30. Record low, 1 degree.
This is National Fix-A-Leak Week, an effort to keep your hard-earned money from going down the drain. A few tips for spotting problematic plumbing today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 15th, the 74th day of the year. Actor Judd Hirsch has a birthday, and ABC TV introduced the family drama Eight is Enough on this night in 1977. The EPA's annual Fix-A-Leak Week begins today. It's an effort to draw attention to the estimated 1 trillion gallons of water wasted in America's household each year. These days, a variety of smart sensors can alert you to leaks and other water issues in your home. But a little common sense will do the job, too. Just turn off your main water supply for a few hours and see if your water meter registers any usage. If it does, it's time to investigate. The most common household water leaks occur due to worn toilet flappers, dripping faucets, or other leaky valves. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Prom season will be here before you know it. Prom tux fittings will be held at Fashion Direct, Valley Vets Blind, Marysville, Tuesday and Wednesday, March 16th and 17th, 4 until 7 p.m. Enjoy free pizza and pop. Enter to win one of many discount prizes. Drawings toward a tux rental. Prom tux fitting, Tuesday and Wednesday, March 16th and 17th, 4 until 7 p.m. at Fashion Direct, Valley Vets Blind in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, let the bracket madness begin. Gonzaga will be the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament in its bid to complete the first undefeated season in 35 years. The Bulldogs are in the West region and will open against the first four winner between Norfolk State and Appalachian State. Gonzaga has an opportunity to match the 1975-76 Indiana Hoosiers, the last team to finish a season undefeated. If it gets past the opener in Indianapolis, Gonzaga will face the winner of the game between number 8 seed Oklahoma and number 9 Missouri. The next three seeds are the teams Zags beat earlier this season. Number 2 Iowa, number 3 KU, and number 4 Virginia. Wichita State and KU men's basketball fans didn't have to wait long as both teams were one of the first to be announced yesterday. Both teams are in the West region and have a chance to play in the round of 32 if both teams can advance that far. Mid-America Network Sports.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our middle genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Turning to the NFL, Saints quarterback Drew Brees, the NFL's leader in career completions and yards passing, has decided to retire after 20 NFL seasons, including his last 15 with New Orleans. CBSSports.com NFL writer Brian Diardro says Brees and Saints coach Sean Payton reinvented the passing game in the NFL.
They essentially took what Steve Young and Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, what other quarterbacks did. They packaged it all together, and they made an identity. They got one Super Bowl to show for it, and they have numerous other division titles and a long, sustained period of excellence. And I think that's going to be his legacy, is he really redefined the passing era, and he showed that you can win playing that style of football.
The Kansas City Royals in action yesterday, victorious over the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-4. They're back in action tomorrow with the Seattle Mariners, first pitch at 8:05 tomorrow night. I'm Rick Averett with your Monday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
For the seventh time in school history, the Hanover Wildcat boys basketball team claimed the state championship as they won the 1A Division II championship Saturday night over Elyria Christian in Great Bend, final score of 52-40 for the Wildcats. Elyria Christian took a lot of time off the clock in their first possession and got out to a 2-0 lead, but Hanover said enough of that, went on a 13-0 run and really pulled away right away from the get-go. They led 16-4 after one, 24-11 at halftime. Each team scored 13 points in the third quarter to make it 37-24 Wildcats after three, and they ended up winning it by 12 as their outscored 16-15 by the Eagles in the fourth quarter, and Hanover winning it 52-40. Keegan Dimler with a season high 18 points for Hanover, also 11 for Jacob Gentleman, and Blake Heenick had a 10 points with 8 coming in the fourth quarter, including 6 of 7 from the free throw line down the stretch. Hanover with their 21st consecutive win finishes a year at 24-1, and once again winning the football championship and boys basketball championship this year. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Dusty Donovan.
Brighten the shade with the creamy fronds of pearly white Japanese painted fern. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Its creamy appearance is due to the unique coloration of the fronds. The outer edges are light green and centers on each frond are white. Grow this beauty in filtered shade for best results. The light-colored leaves will burn in direct sun and color may fade in the heavy shade. Pearly white Japanese painted fern grows 15 to 18 inches tall and wide and is hardy in zones 4 to 9. It combines nicely with hostas, coral bells, solemn and seal, ground covers, and other shade lovers. Plant it in organically rich, well-drained soil. Water thoroughly as needed to prevent the soil from drying. Spread a 1 to 2 inch layer of shredded leaves, evergreen needles, or other organic mulch over the soil surface. The mulch will help keep the soil moist and suppress weeds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
According to the CDC, about 2,000 workers sustain a job-related eye injury every day. So Lifetime Vision Center asks listeners to take the time to correctly protect your vision on the job. From Dr. Reich, Dr. Crotty, and Dr. Wellsand at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City. Excellence in eye care.
Today we head west of the Mississippi River to the state of Illinois. Yes, that is correct. We're heading west across the Great River to the state of Illinois. The place where you can do that has some very unique history that's still important today. And it's this edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Kaskaskia, Illinois was established in 1703 on the Kaskaskia River, about 5 miles above its confluence with the Mississippi River. It was the first capital of the territory and the state. By the 1870s, though, Mother Nature was changing the geography here.
For 2 or 3 years, according to some of the eyewitness accounts, there had been a lot of ice in the rivers, and then the ice dams would build, and so it just would cause a lot of damage along those banks.
Emily Lyons says those ice dams caused the Mississippi River to begin cutting a new channel. Eventually, only a 300-foot strip of land kept the Mississippi from joining the Kaskaskia River, nearly 10 miles above its original confluence.
1881 is when it made the final cut through. It had been sort of changing and forming a sort of horseshoe bend in there for many years.
Suddenly, the town of Kaskaskia was no longer on the Kaskaskia River. It was now on the Mississippi River. Not only that, it was on the west side of the Mississippi, cut off from the rest of the state of Illinois. A handful of people still live in the town. Lyons still attends church here.
The incorporated village is a 15-block area. The island itself is 14,000 acres with 10,000 acres inside the levee.
To get to the island, you must cross the Mississippi River at Chester, enter Missouri, go through the town of St. Mary, Missouri, then cross the old channel back into Illinois and Kaskaskia. Traveling the countryside, west of the Mississippi in Kaskaskia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
The farmers market should be a healthy place to shop, even during COVID. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Vendors, there are practices for keeping customers and yourselves safe as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Despite the hassles of COVID, outdoor farmers markets have done well in many areas of the country. Customers see them as a low-risk option for buying healthy food. Vendors can ensure safe access to food while helping prevent the spread of coronavirus.
Janie Maxwell is the executive director of the Illinois Farmers Market Association. She says vendors need to communicate with customers so they know what the expectations are.
Of course, masks are required. All practices must support social distancing. So you think about that. Well, what does that mean? It means how far tables are placed apart. It means how lines are maintained. Maybe it means counting the number of people within a space to make sure that capacity limits are not exceeded. So clear signage, clear expectations, clear communication.
Some farmers market managers may require their vendors to have a wellness policy for their business. That could include taking everyone's temperature the day of the market. Have hand sanitizer or a hand washing station in the booth. And don't forget to put up some kind of barrier to protect yourself from the customers.
I know sometimes vendors don't look at it that way, but you need to keep yourself safe. So again, hand washing, cleaning and disinfecting common spaces, and then it's also recommended that you limit the shopper's capacity to handle your products, but instead that might be something you would do for them, actually provide more of what we now call the concierge service at the farmer's market.
As situations change, so can the regulations. Stay in touch with health officials to make sure everything you're doing is current. Find more tips for farmers market vendors during COVID at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day, when I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by?
My favorite board games to play growing up was Life. Of course, the competitor in me loved it when I was the first to make it to Millionaire Acres to win the game. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Now that I'm an adult, retirement and all that comes with it has taken on a whole new meaning. No matter the size of your resources, you should have a plan in place for when you're no longer able to make decisions on your own. And it's important to remember that planning for the final years of your life just about the transfer of your assets. It also includes planning for your well-being while you're alive. Taking the time to make these plans now can prevent you and your family from experiencing financial, logistical, and even emotional burdens later in life. Ultimately, preparing to leave a legacy doesn't have to be complicated. A great place to start is speaking with a financial professional who can help you determine a strategy that is just right for you. By preparing now, you can set yourself up to live a life of meaning and gratitude.
This time of precautionary isolation has been difficult for senior citizens, and Alfea asks listeners to send kind handwritten letters, pictures, or small gifts to a long-term care facility near you. It doesn't take much to show you care. From Alfea in Fawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Top Producer Magazine honors an Iowa farm family as a Top Producer Award winner. Up next on Farm to Fork. Farmers, are you tired of using talc and graphite? I never imagined getting excited about a seed lubricant, but then I never expected anything like Dust. Dust is made 100% from U.S. soy, and that makes it cleaner and safer to use than traditional talc and graphite. Dust is farmer-proven in the field. The future of seed lubricants is here. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Longview Farms near Nevada, Iowa, was named the 2021 top producer by the magazine of the same name. It's a diversified operation raising corn and soybeans, contract finishing hogs, and a cattle feedlot. Eric Henry and his brother Scott accepted the award. Eric says the two are partners in the farm with their parents.
It's really humbling. We were just excited to be considered a finalist and then to be chosen as the winner. We're just feeling really honored. And for me and my brother, we've got a lot of pride in our parents, Steve and Lori Henry, how they've conducted themselves through their farming career and the risks they've taken and how those have paid off and how they've continued to grow the operation, but also focus on that next generation, bringing us back into the farm and delegating leadership. So I'm just really proud of my father and mother, and it's fun to see them being honored in this way.
Sarah Schaefer, editor of Top Producer Magazine, talks about the challenge of naming a winner.
You know, it's really cliche to say that they're all winners, but they really are. We really look for farmers that have really good business innovation and good strategy, and almost all of them have just these amazing multi-generational family businesses. They've been transitioned in a way that has helped that business grow even larger and more sophisticated.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale on Wednesday, March 17th, starting 11 a.m. Klein Cattle Company will be selling 10 Angus and Sim Angus 18-month-old bulls. They'll be ready for heavy service, plus 20 fall-bred Angus and Sim Angus calf-fed-vaccinated AI-bred heifers due to start calving September 7th. Other consignments include 150 choice reputation Angus and black white face first calf heifers with 30 to 60 day old calves by side. There will be 93 choice reputation red Angus and red Angus cross first calf heifers. They'll have January, February red Angus calves by side. There will be 60 black white face cows, 3 to 6 years old with November through February calves. We'll have a complete dispersal of 96 Angus, Sim Angus, and black Simmental cows. They'll be 2 years older, be bred to black Simmental bulls. They're calving now. There'll be 55 fall-bred Angus and Sim Angus bred heifers, bred for lay dogs and September calves, 200 fall calving black white face and red Angus cows, bred to black and red Angus bulls for August September calves. Also offered will be 165 calf-fed vaccinated black and black white face open replacement heifers. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, March 17th at the Manhattan Commission Company starting at 11 o'clock a.m., please call 800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Egg
news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic over the last year has really forced many industries to change the way that they operate, but especially has forced many supermarkets to make some of the big changes on how they operate as well, but maybe some fairly subtle changes too. Gary Crawford with the U.S. Department of Agriculture has the story.
It's been 1 year since the national COVID-19 shutdown really began. Before that, in early February 2020, Americans were spending 53% of their food dollars for food away from home, but by April, we were spending only 34% for away-from-home eating.
A huge drop in an incredibly short time.
Andy Harrig with the Food Marketing Institute says it brought a huge increase in grocery store business, forcing big changes in the country's food system and also some subtle changes. Example, traditionally stores did not want customers around when stores were being cleaned and sanitized, fearing the smells and such would hurt sales. However,
the COVID pandemic really turned that on its head, and consumers found those sanitation smells really reassuring. So lots of operators started to change their cleaning schedules
to times when store traffic was highest
in order to make sure that people saw this and they could feel that sense of comfort from it.
And overall, Harrig says, even during the worst of the food supply disruptions, public approval ratings for supermarkets remain very high. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In other news coming up, as a reminder, this week on the 18th, many Kansans will have the opportunity to hear directly from one of the lead scientists who made the COVID-19 vaccines possible in the record time for the nation. As Dr. Barney Graham, a deputy director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Vaccine Research Center and the National Institutes of Health, will be featured as a guest speaker on a live webinar hosted by K-State Research and Extension, along with the Lafine Health Center on the Kansas State University campus. The presentation is set to be from 7 to 8:30 on the 28th, and you can find it on YouTube Live and also at the website at ksre-learn.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Yesterday's Ag Committee hearing, the first for the panel's five new members, Democrats Cory Booker of New Jersey, Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico, and Raphael Warnock of Georgia, and Republicans Roger Marshall of Kansas and Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. Booker proposed major expansions of conservation programs, said that it will be important getting farmers to adapt to climate-friendly practices. He said the programs are known and trusted by farmers, but they're already vastly oversubscribed, and farmers are demanding more for these programs. He said they include practices that have been scientifically tested as well as ground tested. Now, the concept of an ag carbon bank at USDA received relatively little attention during the hearing, but Senator Marshall alluded to it as challenging the idea that carbon is a commodity. An argument for using the USDA Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority to buy carbon credits is based on the idea that carbon is a commodity. Marshall argues that carbon credits are a service, not a commodity, because he said, we don't trade on services like shingling a house. Democrats laying the groundwork for a huge infusion of funding for rural broadband as part of the infrastructure bill. House and Senate bills were introduced yesterday, authorized more than $94 billion to bring high-speed internet services to underserved areas and underserved folks in the country. Leading sponsors of the House Rural Broadband Task Force Chair Jim Clyburn of South Carolina and Senate Broadband Caucus Co-Chair Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri told reporters it would be a big mistake, though, if Democrats used the budget reconciliation process to pass an infrastructure bill, but Democrats would have a hard time getting GOP support for tax increases that would pay for the bill. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When it's time to start your demo day, you'll want to have the right tools readily available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware offers rental tools and equipment for your project start to finish. They have demolition hammers, jackhammers, drywall sanders, air-powered nailers, paint sprayers, and other tools you need. Whatever projects you're undertaking, Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the tool and equipment rentals available to make your job easier and more efficient.
Rights extremists target livestock farms, both large and small. Learn how to deter them and know what to do if they show up on your farm on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Rights extremists are continually breaking onto farms. They're trespassing, putting biosecurity at risk, and even taking animals with them. Their social media pressure and videos are designed to generate maximum attention. Hannah Thompson Wieman is the Vice President of Communications for the Animal Agriculture Alliance. She says a few years ago, activists were just concentrating on large-scale operations, but are now targeting small farmers too. The most important thing to do is have a crisis plan in place.
Thinking through those scenarios in advance can save you a lot of time, a lot of heartache if you do face these kind of issues. Think about, what are those nightmare scenarios? What would you never want to have happen? And then think, okay, what would I wish I had done if that did happen to me? So if protesters do show up, if I hire someone who turns out to have negative intentions for coming onto my farm, how would I handle those type of scenarios?
Another word of advice, don't give them a reason to come to your farm.
Just be beyond reproach. So constantly make sure that you are following any guidelines for animal welfare, environmental conservation, being a good neighbor, really making sure we're not giving activist groups anything they could use goes a long way. So follow those policies, follow those procedures, and keep a focus on continuous improvement.
Get to know your local police. Invite them to your farm so they know what they're dealing with if you ever have to call them. If you find infiltrators on your property, avoid getting into a confrontation or even recording them on your phone. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for dealing with farm activists at agriculture.com.
Join Alcove Cattle Company and Spring Hill Herefords for the annual On Target Bull Sale. Saturday, March 20th, beginning at 1 o'clock at Blue Rapids. Selling Hereford and Angus with 36 Hereford bulls, 23 Angus bulls, 20 Hereford first calf pairs, 10 Hereford and 8 Angus heifers. The on-target bull sale through Alcove Cattle Company in Spring Hill, Herefords. Saturday, March 20th, 1 p.m. at Blue Rapids, Kansas. Go online at ontargetbullsale.com for more details.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. We started off red, but see a lot of green popping up as a rebound happened early on this morning. And we're continuing on with a lot of that green movement right now. May corn up 10.5 right now to 549.5. July corn currently up 9.25 to 537.75. On the wheat side, we see green here as well after a rocky start right off the bat with May KC wheat up 3.25 to 606.75. The July KC wheat is up 2.25 to 611 even. In the soybeans, they started off red, but now we're seeing green across the board all over here. May soybeans up 8.75 to 14.21.75. The July soybeans are up 9 points to 14.11.5, with August up 7 points to 13.69.75. On the meal side, we see green here. May up $5 right now to 405.70. July up 440 to 404.90, with August up 370 to 396.70. Oil, same story. They were in the red just a little bit ago. They were the last ones to flip into the green, but they are there now. May soybean oil up 11 cents to 55.36. July just dropped back into the red, 2 cents down to 53.79. Cotton seems to be struggling still today, with May cotton down 3/4 to 86.85. July down 71 cents to 87.86. So we'll see if that rebounds throughout the day today as well. Looking at some of the currencies here real quick, we see the U.S. dollar index for March up 16 cents in the green to 91.84. The euro for June is down just a hair to 119. Japanese yen for June in the green, really unchanged right now at 91 cents. The Australian dollar for June is in the red a bit to 77 cents. And the British pound currently sitting down right now to 138. Not a lot of movement across the currency boards right now. Brazilian May is down a bit to 17 cents. And the Canadian dollar for June is down a bit as well to 80 cents. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Monday.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rustiak Ford.
The Cattleman's Choice and Customer Appreciation Celebration at T7 Ranch Greenleaf will be Saturday, March 20th. 40 Angus and 20 Sim Angus, reasonably priced bulls ready to produce with the best genetic value anywhere. Plan to attend the Cattleman's Choice sale Saturday, March 20th, beginning at 5, followed by a complimentary meal and Nashville recording artist Jason Callahan at the T7 Ranch, 2211 15th Road, Greenleaf. Pictures, video, and online catalog available at t7ranch.wordpress.com or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Angus. Online bidding through Live Auctions TV.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been, but you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart burns with love for you. A afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance that you might want me to. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye.
Country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.